we know, well, our witness reported to us seeing a wounded bull elk in that area, also seeing a couple of men in a truck described as a 90s gray truck with possibly a missing tailgate and mud flaps. And our officers also responded to the scene and uncovered additional evidence. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers operate like any law enforcement agency would. They respond to a scene like this and they would investigate it. They would gather evidence, and hopefully all of that information that we have will lead us to the people that poached this bull. If somebody knows something, they need to call us right away. There's a couple of options for them. If they want to relay some information, they can go through our Operation Game Thief program, in which there would be rewards available if the information leads to a citation or an arrest. But there's also a tips program. So if anyone has information and is willing to testify in court, they may also be eligible to receive a license in that unit, which is a highly coveted unit. And it takes many years to draw a license there.
This is a coveted game unit. Can you talk about why and where it is and what kind of animal was killed?
Colorado Parks and Wildlife manages different units for different purposes. In some cases, it's opportunity, which means there are more licenses available and it's not as difficult to draw a license in that area. In other units, the attraction to that unit is higher quality bulls. In this case, this was a 6x6, 300-inch bull. Makes it a very large bull, and certainly that's the attraction of hunting in a unit like Unit 2. And so many hunters have to wait a long time, up to a quarter century in some cases, to gather up enough points to be eligible to draw a license in that unit.
A 300-inch class 6x6 bull, does that mean it was a six-point bull elk?
We're talking about the width, the spreads of the antlers, but it's also talking about the points. In other words, it had six points on one side, six points on the other. So, you know, in Colorado, that's a high-quality bull. That's a big bull. That would fall under what is known commonly as the Sampson Law. Years ago, there was an elk poached in Estes Park, and because the penalties were not as severe as the public would have liked to have seen in that case, they did petition the legislature, Colorado State Legislature. And as a result, there are now what we call further penalties or trophy penalties that apply when a large bull like this is poached. And so in this case, that would add an additional $10,000.
What other penalties do these poachers face?
There would be penalties for illegal possession, illegal take, you know, hunting without a license. It just depends. It could also lead to at least a year in prison and a loss of hunting and fishing privileges in Colorado and 47 other wildlife violator compact states. But if you self-report quickly and let us know what happened right away, then that will be considered when our officers charge the individual.
How likely is it that they would self-report?
In a case like this, if someone has not turned themselves in by now, I think you could say that the chances of them ever doing it are lessening. But there are times, for example, you know, during hunting seasons when a hunter has made a mistake. They're an elk hunter and they've accidentally killed a moose. They'll turn themselves in, and that can result in a more favorable situation for them. If we have to go find them, track them down, then they could face the full brunt of all of the charges that would be available.
How many LEOs do you have up there in Moffett County in the Sandwash Basin?
Unit 2 has basically one officer, but that's the same across the state. Most of our units, they are being patrolled by one game warden. Now, we do work together with other game wardens on cases like this, and we also have investigators and other resources at our disposal. But ultimately, what it boils down to is we have a very large state, but they are stretched very thin. So it does make it very difficult.
I really appreciate your time, Mike Porras. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Amy. Thank you.